I can't stop thinking about the refugees. Why would God let something like that happen? Why doesn't he fix it?
It happened because the world is broken by our rebellion, but God is fixing it through Jesus. Do you wonder why bad things happen sometimes? My name is Zach. Welcome to Keys for Kids. If you've ever asked the question, why do terrible things happen? It's because God's perfect creation was broken by sin, first by Adam and Eve, and then by each one of us to this day. But God is working out his plan to make everything perfect and right again. The biggest part of that plan is when Jesus died on the cross and rose again to save us from sins. One way we can help to heal the world is through prayer. For example, you can pray right now for painful situations and ask God to make them right. That's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Troubled Times. Lincoln watched the shadows flicker on his bedroom ceiling. He could hear his younger brothers snoring down the hall, but he lay wide awake, his heart as heavy and cold as a stone. His parents usually turned off the news when he came into the room, but tonight they let him watch. Now, he wished he hadn't. He couldn't forget the faces of the people called refugees who had fled their homes to avoid war. Some were kids his own age or even younger. Some had lost their families. They looked scared, and that made Lincoln scared and sad. He wanted to help, but what could he do? He was just a kid on the other side of the world. Lincoln was still awake when Dad came in to check on him. "Trouble sleeping?" he asked, sitting on the edge of the bed. "I can't stop thinking about the refugees," Lincoln said, swallowing back tears. "Why would God let something like that happen? Why doesn't he do something?" Dad's warm hand rested on Lincoln's shoulder. "Those are big questions, buddy. Part of the answer is that even though we can't see what God is doing, it doesn't mean he doesn't care or that he isn't at work. We can trust that God, who sent his own son to die for us so we could be saved, loves us all very much." "And what's the rest of the answer?" Lincoln asked, eager to hear how God was going to fix everything for the refugees right away. Dad thought for a moment. "Let's pray together. Let's ask God to show us if there's a way we can help the refugees. And let's ask him to act on our behalf to protect them and use the situation to bring about something good in his kingdom." "That's it?" Lincoln asked, disappointed. It didn't seem like enough. Dad nodded. "Prayer is powerful, Lincoln. God works through the prayers of his people to help those in need, heal the hurting, and bring people to Jesus." As Dad prayed for the refugees, Lincoln listened. The anxiousness in his heart was slowly replaced with something calmer. He didn't want to forget about the refugees, but he knew that feeling afraid and worrying wouldn't help them. Instead, he thanked God for his family and his safe home, and he prayed that God would find the refugees safe homes too. Well, what about you? Do you feel overwhelmed by tragic events in the world? Do you wish you could help those who are suffering? Well, you can pray. God loves all people and can use any situation for good in their lives. Ask him to help those who are suffering and show them his love. Then ask an adult if there's anything else you can do to make a difference in their lives. Our key verse is found in Psalm 10, verse 14.
"You observe trouble and grief. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless."
And our key thought for today, pray for those in need.
I'm Isaac. I'm 10 years old and I live in Brazil. And I love listening to Keys for Kids, especially when I'm doing my schoolwork. Thank you so much.
And thank you for spending time with me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.